The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. The first scientist who encountered the odd-looking platypus believed someone had sewn together the body of a beaver with a duck's bill, kind of as a joke. The animal appears an unlikely mix of the bill and web feet of a duck, a beaver-like tail, and the fur of an otter. They're also one of the very few mammals that lays eggs. Platypuses are native to the freshwater lakes and streams of eastern Australia and Tasmania. Males are very venomous, having a spur on their hind foot that, when released, can kill a medium-sized dog and severely incapacitate a human. These animals can swim well in water and are carnivorous bottom feeders, scooping up small crustaceans, larvae, and worms. A platypus will store the food it scoops up in cheek pouches to consume on land. They don't have teeth, using bits of gravel to help crush the food. The platypus stores fat in its tail to help survive when food is limited. Platypuses live in burrows they dig near the water's edge. The burrows can be very complex and up to 35 meters long. A baby platypus is very small and helpless. They stay inside the burrow for nearly 4 months before they learn to swim.
The 90-Second Naturalist is sponsored by the Johnson Foundation, creating meaningful change through thoughtful grant making.